If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports and people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be alright. Yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
Kennedy, say hey to Greg Chastain joining us this morning in the Good Vibe Tribe.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you for having me.
So Greg is the president and founder of Voices of Hope. There's more than 150 volunteers, and the idea is to use the arts to fight cancer.
Pretty
amazing mission that you guys have there, Greg. I was reading about what led you down this path with the passing of your mother back in 2009 to pancreatic cancer. Can you tell us about your mom and why she inspired you to this?
Yeah. Like you said, we lost her in 2009. It was her second battle with cancer, unfortunately. But she was always a big supporter of my singing. I grew up in Indiana in a small school, so we did everything. We did sports, we did choir, we were required to do everything. But I loved doing the arts, and she took me around to auditions and attended recitals, took me to piano, all of that stuff. So she was always a huge supporter of whatever I did, and was a big influence in my life in that way.
So you decided to take your feelings, your emotion, that empty space, and realizing that theater could fill that for you. You just put on a little show to raise a little money, and now you are here. Can you talk about Voices of Hope?
Yeah, we started it in 2009, like you said, at one little show. We were supposed to do one night only, and we're now 17 years later. We started with 25 members that night to do the show, and we're up to over 150 volunteers, and we've donated over $1.2 million to cancer research in those 17 years combined. And we're on our way to our biggest check ever after this year. We're going to be donating in January to Mass General. So we're very excited. It's a wonderful group, a wonderful family. We have many survivors in our group. We have many family members of survivors and those we've lost. So everybody in our group is on this journey with us. We always say it's not a club we really wanted to be a part of, but we're glad that we're all together as a part of this to heal in a many different ways and support each other and support research, which really needs the financial support of groups like ours right now.
And Greg, it says you've also donated $1 million directly to the Tremere Center for Targeted Therapies. Can you talk about what that does and what that money goes to?
Yeah, we're very proud to have been with them for the past decade. They are an amazing group of researchers and scientists and nurses, and it's a place where it's the first in-human targeted therapies for a cancer drug before it gets released to the market. Since we've been there, they've released 27 FDA-approved cancer drugs, and it's not just the research. We also have bought chairs, comfortable chairs for the patients and for the families to sit in while they're getting infusions.
Mm-hmm.
We've also have two nursing scholarships. To have nurses do research on their own as well, different projects. And we have been part of starting an Uber Lyft project. A lot of the underserved areas can't get to Mass General because of the cost of parking, or they don't have a car, they don't have a family member that can take them. So they started this project a couple of years ago, and we've been funding it to go in a 50-mile radius and bring patients into the cancer center or take the drugs to their house if that's the need, via Uber or Lyft. So it's a great way to see exactly where our dollars are going. So that's why we love working with Tremere, because we can see every dollar that goes into where it goes. And we're very proud of that.
So, Greg, asking for a friend, if somebody wanted to be a part of Voices of Hope or audition for a show, how does that happen?
If you're in it for the mission, you're in the show. We only hold auditions once we announce a show or a gala, if you want a solo or a lead or a small group. But if you're here for the mission, you are in the shows. It's a wonderful family that way. We all support each other. There's also other things you can do if you don't want to be on stage. We have people who help build sets, paint, do costuming, marketing, all that sort of stuff. But truly, it's a come one for the mission and be on stage with us and have a ball.
Well, my guy, I'm a cancer survivor and a theater major, so let me know.
Oh, I thought you were talking about me, Kennedy. No, it wasn't me you were asking for?
Well, yeah, when totally. You said asking absolutely. For a friend?
I love this. And you guys just have a ton of events that you do. It isn't just one event. There are events just continually happening all the time. So go. Here's what we want you to do. Go to vohboston.org, Voices of Hope. It's vohboston.org. You can see all of the different events. You can find out more about them. You can find out how to donate. There's an events calendar on there. It's just amazing what you're doing, Greg. We lost my mother-in-law to pancreatic cancer not that long ago. So I understand the pain that you were feeling, and I love how it inspired you to do this. And obviously, we support the arts wholeheartedly on this show. So, Greg, you and everybody at Voices of Hope are now officially of the Carson Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe.
Woo!
Awesome. Thank you. And yes, come join us. Have fun.
Thank you, Greg, so much.
Thanks, Greg. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you very much.
If you know someone who should be celebrated in the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe, call or text us now. 617-655-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, Boston.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Stop. Game time.
Kenby Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. Let your love give back during the Subaru of New England Share the Love event. Kennedy, say hey to Andrew from Pelham, New Hampshire.
Hello, Andrew.
Hey, Kennedy.
We kick Kennedy out, please, Andrew.
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Good luck to you, too.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. You score yourself $100. Kennedy's gone. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Question number one. Lindsay Lohan will provide the voice of Maggie Simpson on Sunday's episode of The Simpsons. It takes place a few years in the future where she's not a baby anymore. Can you name both of Maggie's older siblings on the show?
Bart and Lisa.
Dick Van Dyke celebrated his 100th birthday on Saturday with a party at his home. In his biggest film role, he played the cheerful chimney sweep Bert alongside Julie Andrews in which classic movie?
Is that Fiddler on the Roof?
Question number three. Taylor Swift celebrated her birthday over the weekend. What year was Taylor born? It's also the name of one of her biggest albums.
Oh, God. 1985.
Question number four. Vogue's best dressed celebrities of 2025 include Bad Bunny, Rihanna, Timothy Chalamet, and Pope Leo XIV.
Great hat.
Leo is the first American pope. Which city is he from?
Chicago.
Question number five. Jacob Elordi had words with a photographer who was following him around a Paris train station. He told the guy, "You make it really hard for me to live." Jacob Elordi is getting significant Oscar buzz for his role in this 2025 movie based on a classic Mary Shelley novel. Name the movie.
Frankenstein.
Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Nice work, Andrew.
Yeah, not bad for early on a Monday.
Thank you.
Kennedy, welcome back.
Hello.
I have Andrew getting 3 out of 5 right.
Well done.
Yes, indeed. These are tough. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Lindsay Lohan will provide the voice of Maggie Simpson on Sunday's episode of The Simpsons that takes place a few years in the future when she's not a baby anymore. Can you name both of Maggie's older siblings on the show?
Bart and Lisa.
1-1. Question number two. Dick Van Dyke celebrated his 100th birthday on Saturday with a party at his home. In his biggest film role, he played the cheerful chimney sweep Bert alongside Julie Andrews in which classic movie?
Mary Poppins.
Yes, Mary Poppins. 2-1. Taylor Swift celebrated her birthday over the weekend. What year was Taylor born? That also is the name of one of her biggest albums.
1989.
I have to imagine the celebrations were a bit muted. I don't know if you saw what happened with the Chiefs over the weekend, Kennedy.
It doesn't have nothing to do with her birthday.
Yeah. That's probably affected the party a little bit.
Well, her birthday was Saturday, so.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. 3-1. Question number four. Vogue's best dressed celebrities 2025 include Bad Bunny, Rihanna, T- Timothy Chalamet, Kennedy, and Pope Leo XIV.
Uh-huh.
Leo is the first American pope from which city?
Chicago.
4-2. Question number 5. Jacob Elordi had words with a photographer who was following him around a Paris train station. He told the guy, quote, "You make it really hard for me to live." Jacob Elordi is getting significant Oscar buzz for his role in the 2025 movie based on a classic Mary Shelley novel. Name the movie.
Frankenstein.
Frankenstein.
That movie is wild.
You saw it?
Oh, yeah.
Is it out?
Oh, yeah.
You went to the theater? Or is
absolutely
it...
not.
Oh, okay.
Oh, it's on Netflix.
Oh, it is?
Mm-hmm.
Was it a Netflix release the whole time?
That is how we consume media now.
Yeah.
On our couch on Netflix.
It's good. It's really good.
5-3 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. Nice work, Kennedy. Andrew, you're not walking away empty-handed, my friend. You've just won yourself 4 movie passes to Avatar, Fire and Ash this December. The world of Avatar will change forever. Avatar, Fire and Ash in theaters everywhere this Friday. Plus, you're in the running for a $600 gift card as well, too, okay?
Awesome. Thank you very much.
You are welcome very much. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Andrew from Pelham, New Hampshire, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1. Real quick before we get to what happened on stage at Deck the Hall Ball, where we had a little bit of a snafu as we were ready to announce how many toys we had collected for our 10,000 Toys for Girls and Boys. Kennedy and I performed. We performed 3 songs. This was our final song, and it was a treat for us that Nick McGehee, who is our band director, who has helped put this whole thing together.
Really?
Who has performed with us now for a couple of years.
He's an angel.
Asked about performing with us on a song.
Once again, give it up for Kennedy. Amazing.
So this is Nick, and Nick makes sure that we sound good and we stay on tempo and on key. And this year he asked if he could sing along with us, and I said, well, absolutely. And the song that he picked was so perfect because it's literally our song to all of you, because without you standing by us, we would not be here. So this is for every last one of you, all right? All right, let's go! When the night has come and the land is dark and the moon is the only light we'll see, no, I won't be afraid. No, just as long as you stand by me. So darling, darling, stand by me. Oh, stand by me. Oh, stand now. Stand by me. Hey, Nick, stand by me.
Give it up for Nick.
If the sky that we look upon should ever tumble and fall, or the mountain should crumble down into the sea, I won't cry, I won't cry, no, I won't shed a tear, just as long as you stand by me. So darling, darling, stand by me. Oh, stand by me. Oh, stand now. Darling, won't you stand by me.
Me. stand. Stand by me. Stand by me.
There we are performing last night, or Saturday night, at Deck the Hall Ball with our good friend Nick McGeehee with an assist on Stand By Me.
AJR or Max McNown, who? Kennedy.
It was just a really fun time to be able to do that, really right. And truly.
No, you guys did wonderful.
Yeah, it sounded great. How did it feel to you?
Great. Yeah. I mean, I walked off the stage in just a very good space. Right. I was very pleased.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
I'm glad we did it. I didn't want to do it, and I'm glad we did it.
Well, I'm glad you did it, too. I know I badgered you into this.
You did, but it's all right.
I appreciate you.
And let it not go unsaid that Carson, you did great on electric guitar as well.
Thank you, thank you.
Shredding the gnar.
Yeah. Shredding the gnar.
Melted their faces off at Texas Hall Ball.
We want to say thank you to Kona Big Wave, to Rufino, to Shaw's and Star Market, and to Macy's, our wonderful sponsors. It really just was a fantastic time, and Deck the Hall Ball is really the wrap-up to our 10,000 Toys for Girls and Boys. And so, you know, we have a lot going on. We're interviewing artists, we're performing, and then at the end of all of it, when we're performing, we're on stage, and we announce how many toys we've collected. And we have this ceremony that we do every year where they come up with the numbers. The Marine Corps comes up there. The thing was, I don't know what happened. Something happened.
We just weren't ready.
They weren't ready.
That just is what it is.
There was a miscommunication somewhere along the line.
But we made it work.
We did something.
We
got to it at the end.
We finally did get there. This was us up on stage after we just finished performing.
Give it up once again for our good friend Nick McGeehee. Nice job, Nick. Thank you. And give it up for Kennedy.
Carson on the electric guitar, yo.
All right, so we have some toys. We got to take care of some toys, and I'm not going to lie. I got the number before we got here, and we were short.
Yeah.
Give it up. This is Brendan. You probably saw Brendan recently on the Today Show because he walks up to random people on the streets of Boston and gets into pillow fights. Give me that. Wait, don't. That's actually fun, Kennedy. Do you want to try? Okay, here, you take that. Okay, where are the numbers? We are waiting for the numbers. I think they're supposed to be coming up here now.
What you're going to hear, too, you're going to hear pauses. You're going to hear a lot of awkward laughing because we don't know what to do.
Yeah, I didn't have the number. Neither of us had the number, so we couldn't even just announce it even if we needed to. We didn't know.
I think they forgot the numbers, guys. Hold on,
whatever,
we're waiting.
Just let me know what the number is. Because we're on a timer.
That's got to be weird with 7,000 people staring at you and you don't know what to say.
Sweet Megan, who works with us, who's one of our promotions folks, she was on the other side of the stage, and I was looking at her, and I'm like, do you know the number? And she's on the phone. After I got off stage, she's like, I've never called so many people in rapid succession in my entire life trying to get you what you needed. So thank you, Megan.
We're on a timer.
So,
oh my God.
How's everybody doing?
I don't even know the number. I would just be like, great, here's the number, but I don't know the number.
It could be worse. We could have had a medical event right in the middle of our performance. If you were here last year, that did happen. Thankfully, that woman was okay. Dan, produce something.
So at this point, Dan is coming running on stage.
Well, I ran frantically backstage to be like, where the hell are the numbers? And they were like, we don't have them ready. Go figure it out on stage.
So I thought when you were running on stage, you had the number. So I was kind of setting you up. I was like, produce something, thinking you were going to produce the number for us.
I did not.
Dan, produce something. I don't know that that works. Come over here.
So they are frantically getting the numbers backstage. They told us in the business called vamping, which means just make stuff up until they're ready.
Okay, great. Brendan, you're going to throw out some t-shirts. Please be careful.
Thankfully, Brendan, who was dressed as Buddy the Elf, was there to save the day and starts throwing out t-shirts. So at least there is something happening on stage. And if I'm being honest with you, Kennedy, I was just trying to think of something to talk about, promote something that was going to be happening on the show this week. And I just drew a blank. I could not even remember when my birthday was at this moment.
You just hit the classic. So, how's everybody doing?
Yeah, I was about to run off, and then I saw him in the corner, and I'm like, get on stage. They were just standing there with the, holding the cards, and I'm like, no, now you come on the stage. Let's go.
Again, just awkward silence. Him throwing out T-shirts.
Thank you for saving the day.
Thank God for the elf.
Don't show the numbers, please. Make sure. Don't show the numbers. Hide. Thank you.
As they're coming out, they're all holding the numbers facing the crowd.
Except the big reveal is already
big reveal.
Yes, and I'm
like, no, don't show the numbers, please.
We're firing all cylinders.
Thank you. Also, you may notice there are some men in uniform up here. It's one of my favorite things that we do on the show. I'm a veteran myself. I love to support my fellow veterans. Give it up for these gentlemen from the United States Marine Corps. I said give it up for these gentlemen from the United States Marine Corps. Let them know. Are you ready, Mr. Elf? Drum roll, everybody give us a drum roll, please. God, I hope they're in the right order. Oh, Jesus. This could only happen to us.
At this point, Kennedy is now trying to fix it because they are all in the wrong order.
They're just backwards. So we just had to move some people.
There was commas in the wrong places.
We figured it out.
This could only happen to us. So I love that number. Did it say 6-7? It said 6-7! 10,476 toys. Thank you. Thank you, guys. Stick around. We got a great show. Max McDown is here. AJR is here. We love you.
So when they first flip around the number, it says 67,000 toys is what we've collected.
Which would have been pretty amazing.
Which would have been incredible.
True. Think of the children.
The kids went crazy when they saw the 6-7.
You went crazy.
You were literally the only one.
I was not the only one.
No one even recognized it.
That is so untrue.
You pointed it out and then moved it so it would stay that way.
Kids noticed it and started screaming at me, and that's when I noticed it.
Disagree.
You're probably right. What a show, Kennedy.
Such good times.
I mean,
if everything went well, we'd have nothing to talk about.
No, it's true.
And who cares anyway? At the end of the day, it's just about the fact that we did it.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100+ meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
All right, it is Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1. We are, of course, streaming on the Odyssey app. 10,584. That was the final number, by the way. We had some more toys and money come in the overnight. So thank you to everybody, whether you came out to one of the Simon malls to donate, you dropped off toys here at the radio station. I talked to one of my coworkers who was in here on a Sunday after returning from a trip, and there was somebody sitting out in the parking lot trying to drop off toys to the radio station for us. We just appreciate you guys so much. You brought us money. You brought us checks. Your business. We're just so grateful to all of you that got involved again this year for our 14th year. So 10,584 toys, which, as you heard just a moment ago, went off without a hitch at Deck the Hall Ball on Saturday night.
I think it went off just as you would expect from something that has to do with Carson and Kennedy and Dan. I feel like it's right on brand.
I think we nailed it.
From the 339, when situations like that happen, the audience doesn't know there's a glitch because they don't know the schedule. Ad lib all the way. Nice job, guys.
No. I would agree with you 18 times out of 10, but that one, no. It was very
well, and also, if I'm being honest, Kennedy is so concerned about the schedule. She is having a panic attack as this is happening.
I kept it pretty much undercover, but I was like, what do I do? So I was about to leave the stage to try and come back and figure it out, but
which was great for me because now I'm just standing there. At one point, Kennedy just like disappeared to the back of the stage.
Well, I was
with
trying
Nick
to get things done.
I know you were, but I'm like, where did Kennedy go?
She was trying to fix the problem.
I know.
As per usual.
But again, when it's all happening in real time in front of thousands of people,
you got it.
A little bit of a moment.
Yeah.
It was another very funny moment that happened. So we do our sound check and, you know, you get up on stage for, you have about 15 minutes or so to check microphones, check. I'm playing electric guitar. Nick is playing acoustic guitar. Kennedy is singing. Just making sure everything is right. They can hear everything out there. Yeah. We can hear everything. You know, there's monitors and all these sorts of things. And to be honest with you, last year it didn't go as well as it probably should have. We just weren't
really
prepared. We had like 2 minutes and that was it. So this year they made some time for us, which was wonderful. So we get done and we go back into the dressing room and we're all kind of on cloud nine, the three of us, because we had a sound check. It sounds great. We're all excited. Kennedy has her outfits. We are like now in a moment. And Nick sets down his acoustic guitar. There's a little sofa in our dressing room. And he lays it down just across the top of the sofa. And then he turns around to do something else. And I see it out of the corner of my eye. It is sliding off of the sofa.
Oh, no.
And there's a million things running through my brain. First of which is, he's not going to be able to play if this thing crashes to the ground. And it's a very expensive, nice guitar. And so I dive to stop his guitar. I literally stop it like an inch off of the ground from smashing. Okay, now I am still wearing my electric guitar around my neck. And as I grab his, I rip the strings on mine and they come undone. So now I have torn up my guitar strings. So now I'm not going to be able to play. So
does one keep extra guitar strings in their case? I'm not a guitar player.
One typically does.
One typically does, Dan.
But not you typically.
Well, as somebody that doesn't have a lot of experience playing out in front of people or taking, you know, your guitar on the road.
The
answer is no.
Okay.
I did not have any. I do have some, but they were at the house because that's where I play most of my guitar, not at an arena. So now I go back out to the sound guy and like, hey, I've broken my guitar. The sound guy's like, well, we don't do that. You have to talk to a guitar tech for one of the other bands. So I go and
figured with all the guitars that were there, there had to be an extra B string or whatever it was that you needed. There had to be.
But now I have to be the guy that has to go say, hi, so like,
this has to happen every time there's a show.
I guess.
Trust. Somebody loses something, a guitar string. I just feel like that's got to happen.
I know. But you don't want to be that guy that doesn't have the stuff, right? So Finally, they find me a full set of strings. I even tried to pay for them. They're like, no, it's fine. It was a part of the budget. You're okay. And now I have to string my guitar. And this guitar I've only had for a year, and I've never strung it, and it has this weird little setup. So now I don't even know how to string this guitar. I have to get Nick to help me.
Well, good thing Nick was there.
No, thank God. Thank God for Nick being there. That is for sure. But we all, you know, we got it all squared away, and it was fine. It was fine. But it was just, it was funny.
Just one of them things.
I just saw that guitar getting ready to smash on the ground. I'm like, this is not going to
Well, thank
be
you
good.
For saving it, because we couldn't have done it without him. Full stop.
No.
Period. End of story.
Yeah, it was. it was true. It is true. Kennedy?
Yeah.
We're going to do Two Man Band. Okay. You gave a quick introduction on stage about this song. But for people that don't know the history of this song, can you give it again real quick?
So I think 3 years ago, we decided to write an original song, or maybe four. And we asked you guys to all send in one sentence about the show. And we took them all together, and Nick cobbled it into a song.
Right.
And so every year I try and update it a little bit so it's not dated, and so we can highlight the things that happened this year. So here is Two Man Band 2025.
All right, kids. So we're going to start with a song that you guys helped us write called Two Man Band. Every year I try and update it a little bit. So we hope you enjoy it. It's all for you. Can you believe it's almost 17 years? We're so lucky to have you as pals. And there's nothing we love more in this world than when you say, suck it, Sal.
Suck it, Sal!
Decades of love, stories and laughter, craft beer and tequila decanters, parodies and some games tossed in, and we're the number one sports show in all of Boston.
Let them know.
Kennedy's feet are planted in Quincy. Carson's foot somewhere in his mouth. Lana calls in saying, bless your heart. It doesn't mean here what it means in the South. Through all my dating disasters and likes, you try to give me the best advice. I know you just want to be a big brother, but sometimes you sound a lot like my mother. Through Tinder swipes and therapy, I've been there for you, you've been there for me. Yeah, sometimes we're rough, but none of that could break us up. You lean on me and I'll lean on you. That is what will get us through. The many have come and gone. This two-man band just keeps on playing on. Wicked long walk, and we sent Dan to school. So what if we didn't win a Marconi again? And we caught a Dorito thief. Who was that fool? Some people say I laugh like a dude. Well, maybe I do, but still it's rude. Who knew a prince could captivate us, and your dad jokes would nauseate us? So bad, just so bad. Through Tinder swipes and therapy, I've been there for you, you've been there for me. Yeah, some days were rough, but none of that could break us up. You lean on me and I'll lean on you. That is what will get us through. Though many have come and gone, this two-man band just keeps on playing. Through Tinder swipes and therapy,
and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man.
You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't Beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. Let your love give back during the Subaru of New England Share the Love event. Learn more at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say hey to Cheryl from Marlboro.
Hi, Cheryl.
Hi, Kennedy. How you doing?
Good, good. How are you?
Good, thank you.
Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, Cheryl?
Kennedy, could you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thanks. You too.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. You score yourself $1,000, Cheryl. Think about that.
Awesome. Use it.
Yep. Now, if you tie Kennedy, unfortunately, that is a loss for you. She has gone into that soundproof studio. Question number one. Morgan Wallen says his favorite Christmas movie is Elf. In the movie, where does Buddy the Elf spend his childhood?
On the North Pole.
Taylor Swift has quietly altered the lyrics on two of her Reputation songs, sparking rumors that new music could be on the way. What was the symbol of Taylor's Reputation era?
I don't know. A diamond?
Question number three. Jamie Foxx turned 58 over the weekend. He was featured on which Kanye West song that spent 10 weeks at number one?
Gold Digger?
Question number four. Fergie reunited with the rest of the Black Eyed Peas to celebrate some milestone birthdays. Fergie, will.i.am, and Taboo all turned 50 this year. Name this Black Eyed Peas song. Take a listen.
And the bass keeps running, running, and 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 running, running, and
in this context, there's no disrespect, so when I bust my rhyme, you break your neck.
Name the song.
Pump it louder, I don't know.
And question number five.
That does sound like a Black Eyed Peas song name.
2 years ago today, Wonka was released. Can you name all three actors who have portrayed Willy Wonka in a movie?
Okay. I know Johnny Depp, Gene Wilder.
Yep.
And I don't know the third one, maybe Shia LaBeouf.
Okay, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Cheryl had to do something this morning that we have all done in our lives. In fact, I did it last week. Got halfway to work only to realize you forgot something and had to go all the way back to the house.
That's the worst.
What did you forget?
I forgot my computer, which is not good because I have an audit, so I need it.
That sucks.
How much time were you already in traffic before you realized?
I was literally almost there. And I'm probably going to get slaughtered by Kennedy, so it's not been a good day for me.
Oh, no.
We're going to have a good time, though.
Positive vibes only around.
Oh, yeah.
Positive vibes.
Sure. Yeah, why not?
Cheryl got 2 out of 5, Kennedy.
All right, well done, friend.
These are tough.
Oh, wow, yay.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Morgan Wallen says his favorite Christmas movie is Elf. In the movie, where does Buddy the Elf spend his childhood?
The North Pole.
Tied at 1. Taylor Swift has quietly altered the lyrics on two of her Reputation songs, sparking rumors that new music could be on the way. What was the symbol of Taylor's Reputation era?
Snake.
What lyrics did she change, Dan? I know you're the Swiftie.
She changed a lyric on Delicate and another one. I don't know.
Don't lie. You know.
You have to ask my girlfriend.
2-1. Question number three. Jamie Foxx turned 58 over the weekend. He featured on which Kanye West song that spent 10 weeks at number one?
Gold Digger.
Hello, we want prenup.
We want prenup.
Yeah. Something that you need to have.
It's a shame he's such a terrible human because I like that song. 3-2. Question number four. Fergie reunited with the rest of the Black Eyed Peas to celebrate some milestone birthdays. Fergie, will.i.am, and Taboo all turned 50 this year.
Wow.
Name this Black Eyed Peas song.
And the bass keeps running, running, and running, running,
and running, running, and running, running, and running, running, and running, running, and running, running, and running, running, and
in this context, there's no disrespect, so when I bust my rhyme, you break your necks.
Name the song, please.
Let's get it started.
4-2. Question number five. 2 years ago today, Wonka was released. Can you name all three actors who have portrayed Willy Wonka in a movie?
Gene Wilder, Johnny Depp,
Timothée Chalamet.
Timothée Chalamet is the most recent. That is.
Oh, crap. Yep. I saw his face and said the other name.
You said Shia LaBeouf. Yep. 5-2 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. Unfortunately, you don't get the $1,000, but we do appreciate you calling in to play this morning.
Oh, thank you. It was fun. I'll do it again sometime.
Well, at least you have your computer now.
Yes.
Yeah. That's true. Yeah, and who doesn't want to be audited?
What a Monday. You're living the dream. You're living the dream.
Indeed I am.
All right, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go, Cheryl?
I'm Cheryl from Marlboro, and I cannot beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
$10,584. That is the total for our 10,000 toys for girls and boys. Let's go.
Woo! We did it, baby.
You guys came through in a big way, and we're just so appreciative. There are plenty of ways for you to spend your time and your money, and the fact that you did it with us for the Marine Corps Reserves Toys for Tots program, we just can't thank you enough.
Yeah.
We cannot thank you enough for what you have done.
10,584 toys is a staggering amount to collect in that amount of time that we did.
It happened pretty quickly.
It was a grind at times.
Toys,
we got there.
Toys are not cheap. Toys are not cheap. So we had a chance to chat with AJR and Max McNown backstage at Deck the Hall Ball over the weekend. And Kennedy, because AJR is Adam, Jack, and Ryan. They are our brothers. We had two of the brothers there for the interview. And she just wanted to find out a little about the brothers, like who is more likely to act a particular way since they have been working and traveling together pretty much their entire lives.
I would like to ask the few questions as who is the one who is, yeah?
Sure. Love it.
All right, so you just let me know. Who is the late night doom scroller?
Ooh, kind of neither of us, right?
Not me, for sure.
I know
you
we're
more than
a,
me.
I know we're
I guess
brother, so
I don't have that. I don't even have Instagram.
Let's blame it on Adam.
On sounds good.
It's Adam. It's
who's
Adam.
The morningest person?
Me.
Yes.
Who has the most unread texts and or emails?
Jack?
I read them all instantly. Don't try to peg anything.
See what you've done, Kennedy?
I've got to be honest.
This is brother on brother.
Right, it's Adam.
There'd be three of them because that's really an unstable number. Who is most likely to be the most adventurous eater?
Ooh.
Amy.
I think Jack.
Yeah.
Okay.
Who has piles of laundry but claims to be organized?
Ryan.
Me.
lives out of a suitcase.
Same. Yeah, oh my God, same.
Right?
Who avoids confrontation?
Me.
Who's the best planner?
Me, for sure.
And who gives the best gifts?
Ooh, Jack gives really good
No,
gifts.
It's I'll wrong. It's me.
Oh. What a great...
Do you like that?
Oh. We just wanted you to have something fun before you leave us, so it's something to remember us by. It
oh
says,
my
Deck
God.
The Hall Ball Mix 104.1.
Love this.
And then you have each of your...
Oh, yes. That is so nice. Yes. Thank you so much.
In case you forget your initials.
I got green. Nice.
We have one.
And we will deliver it to him.
To be delivered. But we just wanted you to have something to remember us by. Maybe you could wear it on Christmas if you're feeling festive.
Oh, that's
sure
very
will.
Sweet.
AJR, thank you, guys.
Thank you for having us, you guys.
Kennedy, can you explain the jackets from Mel the Clothing?
Yeah, it was just like a blazer, but a sequined blazer. Kind of like the one I wore last year, if you saw the pictures. But anyway, just covered in sequins.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a red one and a gold one and a green one. And in the front, it said Deck the Hall Ball, Mix 104.1. And the back, it had A, J, and R, so they knew who they were.
Max McDowell actually wore his on stage.
He did. He really loved it. He embraced it. I got you a little present.
Oh.
Can I squeeze in here, Andrew? Excuse
a gift?
Me. Yeah.
So, in the spirit of Christmas.
Yeah.
Oh, so my gosh. I love it.
You don't got to wear it if you don't want to.
Great.
But it says, Deck the Hall Ball, so you'll always remember us. And in case you ever forget your name.
Yes. I forget my name daily. You know.
I will put it on right now.
All right. Let's get into it.
In fact, that's it. That's a tradition.
Wow. Here you go. I'll take that. Okay. Thank you. Oh, that's nice.
Should I wear this on stage?
The answer is yes.
Maybe.
All right.
I mean, looking it really good. Will. It really will pop.
It goes with the camouflage.
Yes, yeah, definitely.
It's definitely. Oh, yes. We gotta fix the collar here.
Fix the collar.
Yeah.
See?
Business up front, party in the back.
That's it.
That's right.
We just had to make sure we leave you with a little something special
Thank
to
you.
Remember us
Thank
by,
you.
All right?
That's I actually
fantastic.
Love this. This is amazing.
That's
yeah.
Great.
One of the traditions for our Christmas is every time a family member, it's more of a McNown thing, so
okay.
My mom's side doesn't do it, and
right.
when she married into the family, it was
right.
really weird. But every Christmas, if you get clothing, everybody's like, put it on.
All right.
And then you have to try it on right then and there.
Well, thank you for putting it on.
Truly, in my true McNown nature,
well,
I am now in this thing. And it actually, if
fits me perfectly.
Have a great show.
Yeah,
thank you for coming in. We really appreciate it. Seriously.
Oh, it's over?
You're going to have a good... Well, we can keep going. I got my boss over there giving me the eye.
We're getting the wrap-up, so...
Oh, okay. All right. It's like...
Max McDowell, back to Hall Ball. Thank you. We appreciate it.
Is he the most delightful human of all time?
It's fantastic.
He really was a charming, charming young man.
Guy's going to be a huge star.
Yeah, that was the big takeaway from the show for me, seeing him perform live. I was like, oh, he's going to be gigantic. He has it.
Yeah, everybody that was there is going to, 10 years from now, talk about how they saw him open for AJR at a Gannis Arena, and now he's going to be playing stadiums. So, yeah, it was great of Max McNown to come in. It was great of AJR to come in. Dan, I thought you did a fantastic job making some announcements on stage. That was the first time I think you've ever gone up by yourself.
That was the first time I've ever been handed a microphone at any event at Mix. They never give me a mic before. So.
How were you feeling just before you went up on stage, just at side stage waiting to go up the stairs?
Oh, I was pacing and flop sweating and just going over what I wanted to say in my head.
Right.
And then I blacked out on stage. I don't think I said anything that I was going to say.
Oh, Dan, you did great, buddy.
Did you say your voice was cracking?
Like, how are we doing?
I know. You get up there and you just like, wow, there's a lot of people here. It's just me. Well, I thought you did fantastic.
I appreciate that. It was
wonderful.
It was definitely it was a good thing to get out there and do to get on the other side of my comfort zone.
Right, right.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
10th.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
1,584. That is the number as of right now for our 10,000 toys for girls and boys.
That's the number, period.
That's
done.
It. That's where done. You're
correct.
Shutting it down. Okay.
And how are you feeling, Kennedy, with
I
that?
I feel great. I'm very pleased. Like, regardless of what the number said, it was an incredible, like, 6 weeks of collecting, getting to see everybody. You know, it just always makes your heart feel better. 100%.
Yeah. Fantastic stuff. We appreciate you. We thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. All the photos are up on the Facebook page. Just search for Carson Kennedy. Let's get to the dirty.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Kennedy.
Yeah. Dirty is a service of Shaw's and Star Market. Go shop and get rewarded. Starting with a really sad and awful story. Filmmaker Rob Reiner and his wife Michelle were found dead in their LA home yesterday. Sources are saying they appeared to have died from stab wounds, but there's a lot of conjecture out there right now. Los Angeles police officials said they responded to a report of two deceased at his Brentwood home, but did not identify them. An investigation is underway. They were called there around 3:30 in the afternoon. Investigations have been continuing throughout the night. They don't have anyone in custody, at least that I've seen right now. However, some sources are suggesting that his son, who is 32 years old, named Nick, had something to do with it.
Wow.
It depends on what you read. Some people are straight up saying he did it. Others aren't, because there just have been there's nothing to back it up at this point, right? It would just be conjecture at this point. But but that's what's happening right now. He, of course, got his first big break playing Meathead in the long-running classic sitcom All in the Family.
The best sitcoms of all time.
He got two Emmys and paved the way for the second act of his career while he started directing. His first credit came with 1984's Spinal Tap. You might remember this particular piece of audio. This is Rob.
Oh, I didn't realize that was him. Yeah, thank you, Kennedy.
If you can see, the numbers all go to 11.
And amps go up to 10.
Exactly.
Does that mean it's louder? Is it any louder?
Well, it's one louder, isn't it? What we do is if we need that extra push over the cliff, you know what we do?
Put it up to 11.
11, exactly. One louder.
Why don't you just make 10 louder and make 10 be the top number and make that a little louder?
These are 11.
Because these go to 11. He directed The Sure Thing, Stand By Me, The Princess Bride, When Harry Met Sally, A Few Good Men, Misery, and just released Spinal Tap 2, The End Continues, which came out in September. So as soon as I know more, you'll know more, but it's just really tragic.
I don't know if you know this or not. Were there any issues with his son?
Don't know a thing.
Right.
Don't know anything about it. So
that would be crazy if that were true.
It seems to be where they're leading. But again, I don't know.
How
so
sad.
Don't quote me on that.
Did you say how old Rob Reiner was again?
He was in his late 60s, 70s maybe. Mm-hmm. In any event.
Right.
Too young.
78, sorry. Thank you, Kennedy.
So Taylor Swift released that new movie of hers. And in it, she shows her giving very generous gifts to everybody who had a part, all of her crew members, for the Eras Tour. We had talked about this a little bit along the way. You know, things have leaked out about her giving gifts to the guys who were driving the trucks and this, that, and the other thing. But this is something that they're suggesting was almost $200 million in bonuses for crew, dancers, all of this stuff, which is just remarkable and so very Taylor. However,
finally, a generous billionaire, Kennedy.
However, she's setting an impossible standard, say veteran tour managers. Apparently... This is one of those instances of somebody doing something nice and other people making it about themselves, right? Mm. Well, I can't do that. Don't expect J-Lo to do that. Don't expect Mariah Carey to do that. Don't expect Katy Perry to do that. Or, oh, am I a bad person because I didn't do that? It's not about you. She just made a lot of money and wanted to pay it back. And I think that's pretty amazing.
So we watched this, Lana and I did. It's two episodes they've released so far. And then I guess they're releasing the rest of it right around Christmas. And the thing that was so powerful about her giving the bonuses, Kennedy, is that she brings her crew in together. She hand wrote all of the letters, literally hundreds of letters, writing all night. And then not only writing them all, addressing them all, and also hand wax stamping everyone as well.
It's what she does, man. It's the way she sends in her power bill, dude.
It was incredible. And so she wrote a note to each one of them, and it was like a poem. And then she would get a group of them together, and like the one that they showed was Cam, one of the dancers who's very big on social media. Mm-hmm. He opens it, and he reads the card, and then he opens the bonus check. And essentially, they all just collapse in tears. I have to imagine they each probably got at least $100,000. It was life-changing money for these people. He said when he got the call to go on this tour, he couldn't even afford the plane ticket to get to the audition. He had to ask his brother for some money to go to the audition. It was just it's an incredible two episodes so far. Awesome. If you get a chance to check it out, 10 out of 10 recommend.
And then some good news coming from King Charles regarding his cancer. I've been reading a lot of stories that it could be going one way, it could be going another. He hadn't been doing a lot of public stuff. William has been stepping up and doing things. However, the king had this to tell us.
Today, I am able to share with you the good news that thanks to early diagnosis, effective intervention and adherence to doctor's orders, my own schedule of cancer treatment can be reduced in the new year.
So, good news for him. He doesn't have to go through as much treatment as he has been going through.
Good for him.
Which is huge.
Right.
You know, when you get to ease off those things. So,
right.
It's been a lot.
It's so dignified the way he says that. It's so funny.
I know, right?
He can't just say, I'm cancer-free. I'm moving on.
Well, he's not cancer-free,
right.
So you can't say that. He's just saying that because of what he's done, because of the early intervention, he can ease off some of his...
Oh, I gotcha. Okay.
Some of the treatments. It sounds like he's still going to have to go through a bit.
Oh, so. I gotcha.
Anyway, that's what I got.
He speaks a different language than I do.
It was English, buddy.
Yeah. Didn't sound like English to me.
It's English in italics.
Right. Thank you, Dan.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. Let your love give back during the Subaru of New England Share the Love event. Kennedy, from Waltham, it's Molly.
Hello, Molly.
Hello.
Also, Stella's in the car, but she's only 18 months old, so.
Hi, Alice.
Hi, Stella.
Hey, hi.
Oh. Will you guys get Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
You too.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. You win yourself $100. If you tie Kennedy, that's a loss for you. Kennedy is now gone into that soundproof studio. Are you ready?
Yes.
Jamie Lynn Sigler, who has MS in real life, will play a doctor with MS on Grey's Anatomy. Who plays Dr. Meredith Grey on that show?
Oh, shoot. I can't think of it right now.
Question number two. A website analyzed 500 Christmas songs to find the perfect holiday workout playlist. All I Want for Christmas Is You came in at number one at 150 beats per minute. And this song came in second at 149 beats per minute. The song title is Merry Christmas, but said in Spanish. Name that song.
Feliz Navidad.
Snoop Dogg will be an honorary coach for Team USA at the Winter Olympics. The games start February 6th. Which country are the Olympics being held in?
Japan?
Question number four. 59 years ago today in 1966, Walt Disney died of lung cancer in Burbank, California. Disney is still chugging along, though. They even have a movie currently in theaters that just passed the $1 billion mark. Name the movie.
Shoot. I don't know. I have no idea.
That's all right. Question number five. Justin Bieber returned to the bowling alley where he shot his baby video 15 years ago. Who features on Baby with the Biebs?
Is it Ludacris?
All right. Let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy!
I understand the whole family is homesick.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
not tough. Feeling so hot over here.
That sucks.
Yeah.
Stella agrees. Yeah. Being sick sucks.
That's the thing when the whole family's sick, babies don't make you feel better.
It's true.
Or they'll just bug you, I don't know. They might do that too.
Trying to parent with a stomach bug sounds awful.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
Yeah, it's not easy.
Kennedy, Molly got 2 out of 5 correct.
Okay, good job, Molly.
These are difficult. Are you ready?
I am.
Jamie Lynn Sigler, who has MS in real life, will play a doctor with MS on Grey's Anatomy. Who plays Dr. Meredith Grey on that show?
Ellen Pompeo.
1-0. A website analyzed 500 Christmas songs to find the perfect holiday workout playlist. All I Want for Christmas Is You came in at number one at 150 beats per minute. And this song came in at 149 beats per minute. The song title is Merry Christmas, but said in Spanish. Name the song.
Feliz Navidad.
2-1. Snoop Dogg will be an honorary coach for Team USA at the Winter Olympics. The games start February 6th. Which country are the 2026 Olympics being held in?
This is so bad. Spain?
Italy.
Italy.
Yes, it's in Italy.
Duh.
It's kind of funny how Snoop Dogg has become Snoop Dogg and Flavor Flav.
Flavor Flav. Saving the Olympics. One team at a time.
The faces of the Olympics.
Let's do it.
2-1. Question number four. 59 years ago today in 1966, Walt Disney died of lung cancer in Burbank, California. Excuse me. Disney, of course, still chugging along, though. They even had a movie currently in theaters. It just passed $1 billion. Name the movie.
Is it in theaters, you say, or just...
Yes.
Currently.
Yep.
I don't know.
Zootopia 2.
Zootopia 2, right. Golly. These are tough.
2-1, question number 5. Justin Bieber returned to the bowling alley where he shot his baby video 15 years ago. Who featured on Baby with the Biebs?
Ludacris.
Yes, Ludacris is it.
I appreciated that there was a baby talking while you were talking about Baby.
I just kept going, too, because it was cute.
Adorable. Yes, 100%.
3-2 is the final score. Kennedy gets win. Molly, you don't get the money. However, we're giving you a nice little gift. You got yourself 4 tickets to see the Harlem Globetrotters. Yes. Yes. Yes.
We love a family 4-pack, Stella.
Yes, Stella. You're going to see the Harlem Globetrotters.
Ooh, exciting.
Yes, their 100-year tour coming to the TD Garden December 26th. If you want to buy tickets, go to harlemglobetrotters.com/New England so you enjoy those tickets, okay?
So cool. Thank you.
All right, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
We are Molly and Stella from Waltham, and we can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't Beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. Let your love give back during the Subaru of New England Share the Love event. Kennedy, say hey to Jonathan from Manchester.
Hi.
Hey, hey, good morning.
Will you kick Kennedy out, Jonathan?
I will. Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
You too.
This is a big one, Jonathan. $1,000 on the line. Answer more of these 5 questions correctly than Kennedy. You win the money. Unfortunately, if you tie, that's a dub for Kennedy. Are you ready?
I am.
Dan, will you confirm Kennedy has left the studio?
I confirm Kennedy has left the studio.
Taylor Swift changed the lyrics on a few of her songs on an album that featured Ready For It, Endgame, and Delicate. Name that album.
I am not the strongest Swiftie.
All right. Need an answer.
But I'm going to just guess 1984.
Question number 2. Lainey Wilson will be joining the Manning cast tonight when the Pittsburgh Steelers take on the Miami Dolphins. Lainey's engaged to former Steelers quarterback Devlin Hodges. Who are the brothers that host the Manning cast?
I'm going to just guess Eli and Peyton. Probably very wrong, but here we go.
Question number 3. Haley Steinfeld announced she's pregnant with her first child with husband Josh Allen. What does he do for a living?
Josh Allen or Haley?
Josh Allen.
Oh, he is a player of sports. I believe he plays football.
Question number 4. It's official. This comedian and actress is divorcing her husband, Chris Fisher. Who is she?
That sounds like it's, Amy Schumer?
And question number 5, this actor says he is done kissing women on screen. He won an Oscar for Best Supporting Actor in 2005 for the movie Syriana. Who is the actor?
Well, I have not seen that movie, so I am blanking and passing.
Okay, let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy! Jonathan's a good guy.
Is he?
Yeah.
How's that?
He just dropped his mom's laundry off at the laundromat for her.
Look at you, Jonathan.
I did.
You gotta look out for Mama Dukes.
Always.
I have a feeling when my son gets to that age, he'll be dropping off his laundry at my house. Jonathan got 3 out of 5, Kennedy.
All right. Well done, friend.
No way.
Way. Yeah,
you did great. These are tough, Kennedy. Are you ready?
Yeah.
$1,000 on the line for Jonathan if he wins. Taylor Swift changed the lyrics on a few of her songs on an album that featured Ready For It, Endgame, and Delicate. Name the album.
Reputation.
1-0. Lainey Wilson will be joining the Manning cast tonight when the Pittsburgh Steelers take on the Miami Dolphins. Lainey's engaged to former Steelers quarterback Devlin Hodges. Who are the brothers that host the Manning cast?
Peyton and Eli Manning.
2-1. Hailee Steinfeld announced she's pregnant with her first child with husband Josh Allen. What does Josh do for a living?
He's a quarterback for the Giants.
Well, not the Giants, but he does. At least for the Buffalo Bills.
My bad.
He's the guy that beat us yesterday.
I got him squished in my head. They have the same colors.
Yeah, no worries. I just needed that he played football. Question number four. It's official. This comedian and actress is divorcing her husband, Chris Fisher. Who is she?
Amy Schumer.
Didn't she put out a message just like a week ago saying, no, everything's fine?
She put out a message about a week ago saying, mind your business, because she took down some of the older pictures she had up there since her weight loss. But
it felt like she was saying, no, there's everything's fine.
I don't know.
4-3, question number five. This actor says he is done kissing women on screen.
Okay.
He won an Oscar for Best Supporting Actor in 2005 for the movie Syriana. Who is the actor?
Oh, I don't know.
He also won for directing, I believe, Argo, was that?
No, that's Ben Affleck.
Oh, sorry. Hey, George Clooney, by the way.
Oh.
He said he's done kissing on set.
He's kissed enough women, it's fine.
I get it. There's some people out there that don't do it. I get it.
4-3 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win.
Woo! Good job.
You too, sir. You did very well.
Look at you, hype man.
Yeah, you did great, Jonathan.
I'd be salty if I just lost $1,000. You're a better man than me.
I mean, it's all right. You can't win them all.
Nope.
What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go, Jonathan?
All right. I'm Jonathan from Manchester, and I can't beat Kennedy.
I want to win just once, Dance.
I'd like to see what it feels like.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.